afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We bring you this special radio broadcast in order to give you the very latest information on an amazing phenomenon.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
It's been that way for 2 hours. The tension is just beginning. Just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. I think something is happening.
Talking about Google's new upcoming Android L. They did what Steve wanted to do, which is get rid of the numbers. Get rid of them stinking numbers. New version of Google's Android OS coming out, highly anticipated. They're using what they call material design, which is a term that really they use to describe sleek, efficient, simple interface. Now, whether that's actually the case or not will remain to be seen. We've got some glimpses of what we can expect, and one of the things that I'm concerned about is that the color palette is going to be similar to Windows 8, which I am not a fan of. I mean, I really, when I'm using Windows 8, I enjoy the speed because it is very speedy, which is at the top of my list. Efficiency and speed, top of the list. But ugliness is way down on my list. I don't like it. And I'm not a fan of the palette. I'm concerned that Android L is going to adopt some of that kind of, I don't know, what do you call Windows? You're familiar with Windows 8 palette. What do you call that?
I don't know. Well, we talked about it before. The colors are kind of muted. Where the color isn't...
And they're odd.
They're not
they're
a real blue-blue.
Right.
It's not a real red-red. And yellow-yellow. They're kind of ugly, kind of dirty.
Kind of gray.
Kind of a little... And that's new. I would call that muted. Yeah. A muted color.
I call it ugly. Android L, it looks like they may be using some of that kind of a color palette that I don't like, but I'm not going to slam it yet. Simpler, more obvious... buttons that actually have sort of a 3D effect where they appear to pop out a little bit, make it a little easier for you to figure out very quickly where to click. Like a floating effect on the buttons. Small animations as you touch the screen so that you have a better idea of what you're doing and where you're doing it and where the hot spots are on that with that particular function or that program. I don't know. I mean, one of the things that I'm amazed at now is there are a lot of, because of the Xbox, there are a lot of people that really appreciate that look, and it really has a little bit of that feel to it. You know, the Windows 8 stole a lot of that look and feel from, it's not the same interface, but it's a very similar feel and look, and I'm wondering if that's not, you know, what they're doing. The Xbox really, one of the most incredibly successful, not necessarily in terms of profit, but in terms of market penetration and market share of products that Microsoft ever introduced. And you can see where they're moving things to that sort of Xbox look and feel with Windows 8. And it almost looks like Google is kind of moving in that direction as well. It's interesting.
And you know what it's all about?
I don't know.
It's all about the kids.
Mixed
feelings.
It's
all about the kids. It's all about what they are gravitating to, what they like, what they're used to. They don't care about the old people.
Right, right.
It's not about you guys.
Right.
It's not about you old fogies out there.
Right.
It's about the young kids
that
are playing the games. They want to kind of transfer and give the comfortable... layout and everything for those kids that are going to be going from the Xbox into possibly getting jobs for the first time. That if they can use the Xbox and they know the ins and outs of all that stuff and just to have it translate into
right.
a business application world and all that kind of stuff, that's make it seamless. They'll be more protective. They'll be comfortable with it, and they'll be able to do more for them and make them more money. So that's what it's all about, man.
Speaking about Google, in the Google I.O. Developers Conference in San Francisco, they did a presentation on the Cardboard Project. And this was about a Google device called Cardboard. And it's made by cutting and folding cardboard until it's shaped into a boxy-looking virtual reality viewer. Sort of a fibrous version of Google Glass. Now, it's a little bit silly, but what I'll tell you what I appreciate about it is that it's creative. It's really creative. And it isn't creative with $10,000 components. It's creative. Well, I'll tell you. I mean, one of the things that's happening with a lot of businesses is that they're looking at the third world and saying, look, we have no market penetration there. We have a lot of potential customers there. Yeah, they don't have a lot of money. But if we can figure out how to do what we want to do, offer them products that they can actually afford that aren't made out of titanium, that maybe they're made out of stuff that they've got there that they can afford, our business takes off. And I don't know if this relates to that sort of mindset or not. I suspect that actually it does. But I just really appreciate sort of that minimalist thing. You know, we got a pile of pizza boxes over here. You know, it's the end of the day. You're sitting around talking with your goofy friends at engineering and Google, and you just start playfully doing this stuff. I really do enjoy that the thought of that. At the webpage for the project, Google says, we want everyone to experience virtual reality in a simple, fun, and inexpensive way. That's the goal of the Cardboard Project. Using very basic components like cardboard, somebody with basic skills can build a no-frills enclosure that transforms a phone into a basic VR headset. Now, two elements that are missing that I think are absolutely critical.
You got to have, right.
Duct tape and or super glue.
And that's important.
If you're missing those, this project's going to be a failure.
So let me, because I'm trying to get this in my head what it looks like. Can you help describe what it looks
well,
like?
Well, it looks like, if you were to think of like a, almost like goggles.
Yeah.
But instead of it being clear, like if you had woodworking goggles, but instead of it being clear, that's cardboard. And then in the middle of the front, where your eyes would need to look out of,
right.
Instead of that whole thing being clear, there's probably quarter-size cutouts in which you put very inexpensive, commonly available lenses.
Uh-huh.
You know, and it's got the little thing where, you know, it goes over your nose, the cutout for your nose, and then it comes around.
Yeah.
Kind of goes a little bit on the side of your eyes, near your temples.
And so what are you looking at? Just everything or at a phone?
Well, what you do is there's an open software toolkit where you can write VR software that will be displayed through those lenses.
Okay, there we go. Now, I was wondering how you're making cardboard into a virtual reality without having it plugged into something.
Well, no. I mean, it turns your Android smartphone into the engine for that virtual reality experience with these, they're really kind of like goggles. Is a great explanation. There's a technical definition for the kind of cardboard that is best used in this situation. It's called E-flute. Don't know what that means. You cardboard experts will know. Corrugated cardboard E-flute. Kind of interesting. I think I find that exciting. I'm going to check out. We're going to get some more details of this. Maybe we'll build a couple so we don't have to look at each other during the show next week. Well, you can tell by that funky music in the background, we're flat out of time. Hope you have a great weekend. We sure have. Have a safe, sane, sober weekend. When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave.
I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.